This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And Tracy David at Roseburg Parks and Recreation on with us at the Parks Office, getting ready for tomorrow, the kickoff to the big geocaching series. Tracy, good morning.
Good morning.
So what is going on tomorrow? What do people need to know about? Where do they need to go, et cetera?
All the information. So, we're kicking off our Discover Roseburg 15 Land of Umpqua Geocache Series event. It's at the Roseburg Public Library this year, which is a little different from how it's been the past couple years. We've had it in the park. So this year, we're going to be in the Ford Room at the Roseburg Public Library. Starts at 9 a.m. You can come by any time between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. to pick up a passport, get some instructions, get some tips from some geocaching experts, and then head on out. And it's really awesome. You're going to look for five real-life geocaches, little hidden objects that have a log inside that you can sign that says you found it, and then 15 other locations that you just need to go to, answer a question to prove you were there. And then by the end of the day, you can bring that passport that you filled out back to the Roseburg Public Library before 2 p.m. to get your limited edition GeoCoin. Or if it's after 2 p.m., you can take it over to the Roseburg Hampton Inn and Suites, who've been gracious enough to partner with us on this event for years.
So not everybody, though, has to get all this figured out tomorrow.
Correct. You can take your time and do this over the course of weeks, months. Some people do last year's at the next year's event if we have coins left. So it just kind of depends on how fast the coins go. This year, I think we have about 11 or so left to hand out to people. So if you still have a partially completed passport from last year, you can try to finish that up at this event and turn it in for a coin as well.
So what is the big appeal of geocaching? Why is this getting so popular?
I don't know. I don't know why, but it's just super fun. It's a free activity people can do wherever you're at. You know, it doesn't have to be just in your city. They're all over the world. I know whenever I go on vacation, I'll pull out my phone, look at the app, and see what geocaches are around the area and just go looking for them. And it's just something to maybe kill some time if you're waiting on meeting up with people. Or some people plan vacations strictly around geocaching and finding caches. So maybe it's just so popular because it's so easy to do wherever you're at.
So people just really like it. It's been going on for quite a while here. And tomorrow you'll find good weather. The rain doesn't come till late in the day. And so it'll be a good day for people to be out checking this out.
Excellent. That's awesome. Yeah, what's fun about this event is it brings people from all over the area. Last year, about 75% of the attendees were from Douglas County and 25% were from other locations in Oregon as well as other states. We get a lot of people from Washington, but we've had people from other countries come out for this event. So it's been a lot of fun.
All right. Land of Umpqua 15, Land of Umpqua Geocache Series tomorrow. Roseburg Public Library. And what time are you there again?
9 till 2 o'clock.
All right. Very good. Tracy David, Roseburg Parks and Recreation. Thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you, Kyle.
8:38 at the Morning Report.